By Matan Torah, the Pasuk says, Vayisyatzvu, Kal Yisrael stood betachtes ahar. The Jewish people stood underneath Har Sinai. How can someone stand underneath a mountain? So there's a famous Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Melamed Shekafa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleim Es Har Kagigas. Hashem uprooted the mountain from its place and suspended it over the heads of Kal Yisrael. And Hashem gave them an ultimatum. Im atem mekablem haTorah mutaf. If you accept the Torah, everything will be fine. Vim lav. And if not, Shom Tehek Overaschem. This will be your burial place. And the Mefarshim explained that this suspended mountain served as the chuppah in the marriage between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. But this seems a little strange. Imagine if a young man is dating someone and he decides he's ready to propose. But he's not sure how the proposal will go. So he brings along a gun just to ensure that she says yes. How long do you think that marriage will last? So I saw a beautiful idea from Gedal Yishor. He says, when a couple begins dating, the initial stages of courtship, they're exciting, it's exhilarating, they're swept up in the romance, and before long, they feel that they're ready to commit and get engaged. Till death do us part, they say. But they truly understand what a lifelong commitment entails? Are they truly compatible? Do they really know each other well enough to take such a step? Often it's the novelty of the relationship that fuels their enthusiasm. They become infatuated, not necessarily with the person themselves, but with external qualities, appearance or personality, financial status, fame, superficialities. And when love is built on something fleeting, it tends to fade over time. So we tell him, if you are really ready to commit to this woman and live with her for the rest of your life, then seal the deal by writing her a ksuba, so that you don't renege on your promise. Likewise by Kabbalah Satara. Klal Yisrael was inspired. We said Nasa Venishma. We were flying high. We were excited. We were in love. But what if down the road it gets difficult to observe the Torah? Hashem knew there was a long galus ahead of us. There will be challenges. There will be temptations. And we might regret our decision. But we already committed. We already said Nasa Venishma. But inevitably, we'll be dealing with adversity. And we'll say, we have enough hardship. And the first thing that people abandon is religion. Why do we need this extra burden of Torah mitzvahs? So Hashem suspended a mountain over our heads and said, while you're still in the throes of excitement, let's make it real. Sign on the dotted line to reinforce your commitment. What a beautiful idea from Gedal Yishor. Sometimes Torah observance requires Mesiras Nefesh. The Yidden understood that when they said Nasa Venishma. Sometimes it's in the realm of Nasa. We have to do, we have to make commitments. Wake up early for a shir, go out and volunteer, help a person in need. And sometimes it's in the area of Nishma. Someone says something hurtful and insulting, and Nishma, we have to listen and don't respond. Dealing with a difficult parent or a sibling or a boss, and Nishma, we swallow hard and move on. We get into a dispute and we're mavater. We hear gossiping and we have to walk away. And it's not pleasant. However, the Mishnah says in Masechtas Avos, Lefum Tzara Agra. Your reward is proportionate to the effort you exerted. More degree of difficulty, more reward. And this reminds me of a fascinating story. Rav Shaul Shvadron, the famous Magid of Yerushalayim, had a student. He used to attend one of his daily classes. 6 months, never missed a class. Day in and day out. The student was always there. Consistent as could be. Then one day, the student didn't show up. One day turned into two, and two into three, until a week had gone by. What happened? Rav Shaul Shvadron decided to find out for himself. He walks over to the student's dira, and his Talmud opens up the door. Rav Shalom says, Shlomi, we missed you this past week. I'm here to see how you're feeling. Rabbi, I'm feeling fine. But to tell you the truth, the World Cup is going on now, and I've been watching the games. He says, Shlomi, what is the World Cup? Rabbi, is the biggest soccer tournament in the world. What is soccer, he asks him. He says, Rabbi, let me explain the rules of the game. There are two teams, each competing to get a ball in their opponent's goal that's on the other side of the field. And each net is guarded by a goalkeeper. Then he asked him, Shlomi, why do they play with goalkeepers? Wouldn't it be much easier for every team to score if the goal was not minded by a goalkeeper? And Shlomi smiles, Rabbi, you don't understand. It's only challenging if someone is trying to stop you. Only if there's a goalie doing his best to keep you from scoring. That makes the game exciting. And Shlomi said, Shlomi, exactly what you just said is true about the life of a Jew. It's relatively easy to come to class when there's nothing stopping you. When there's no goalkeeper keeping you from learning Torah. But when do you get great reward for coming to class? When there are obstacles in your way. When there's a goalkeeper preventing you from steigi. When the Super Bowl is on and you go to your shir. Or at least learn during halftime. When there are temptations, in those moments where your inclination is fighting you and you go above your koiches, you go beyond your boundaries and say, I will not let a soccer tournament get in the way of my shir. That is the true test of a ben Torah. Lefum tzara agra. In the world of sports, there's a saying, no pain, no gain. When we make a commitment, when we go beyond our perceived limitations, mida keneged mida, Hashem will also go beyond the realm of nature and reward us with something we were not destined to receive. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.